Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC News.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Don't you want me? Tell me now, how should I feel?
This is a journey into sound.
Gary Davis, woo! Gary Davis, woo! Gary Davis on your radio.
It's Friday night. Welcome to Sounds of the 80s. Get your dancing chickens ready, because we're starting things off with an almighty sledgehammer. Here's Peter Gabriel. Arguably still one of the best videos ever made. It won all the awards, and Morph never really impressed us again after we saw that, did he? Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, number 4 in 1986, taken from the album So. And so, here's what's coming up tonight. It's 2 years since the world lost the Queen of Soul. She had some absolute classics in the 80s. We remember them and her with an Aretha Franklin master mix. And we go from the Queen of Soul to the Queen Vic. EastEnders actress Kelly Bright is picking her favourite four, followed by David Downes in Surrey. Don't go to sleep or you'll miss my bit in the middle. I can't pretend that that's not an obvious clue. And is this burning an eternal flame? Probably. You can hear all about it in tonight's sloppy bit. Right now, though, we're going to rewind to 1989. You got to get this one loud on your twin cassette deck ghetto blaster. Everyone's second favourite Swedish rapper from the 80s, after Nene. Here's Leila Kay. How good is this song? Robin Raz featuring Leila Kay and Got To Get, a top 20 hit in late 1989. And if you've been keeping up to date with the Top of the Pops reruns on the BBC iPlayer, you'll have seen me introduce them live in the studio on the same show as 808 State and Tina Turner.
Sounds of the 80s.
Now, good news for you if you're a Human League fan. They've announced 2021 dates for their Dare 40 tour, celebrating 40 years of the album which gave us Don't You Want Me, Love Action, The Sound of the Crowd, and this.
And when it hurts you,
love that song. Open Your Heart from the Human League, taken from their album Dare. And that went to number 6 in 1981. The Dare Tour kicks off in Leeds in December 2021. And fingers crossed that live music will be back in all of our lives by then. Certainly hope so. So as you know at the moment, because of these lockdown times, I record the show every week from home. Which means that if you want a shout out on the programme, the best thing to do is email me. gary.davis@bbc.co.uk, or if you want to do it via my socials, you can do that too, using @DJGaryDavis on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, which is exactly what these people have done. Paul Cook says, Gary, long time listener but first time I've ever emailed, can you please wish my wife Geeta a happy 50th birthday tonight? We met in San Diego, California 12 years ago. Very happily married for the last 10. Thank you to you and all the Radio 2 DJs who provide a wonderful service during these unfamiliar times. P.S. She'll be gobsmacked if she hears this. Gobsmacked? I've not heard that expression for ages. In fact, I remember when I was on Radio 1, I used to have a feature called Gary's Gobsmackers. Pretty similar to what the bit in the middle is right now. Gary, our mum Jill Ross turned 50 yesterday. Could you get a big shout out? Because as a family, we always listen in. Our dad, Donald, was a DJ when he was younger in Glasgow, and both of our parents love 80s tunes. From Jen and Kirsty and Donald Ross in Ayr in Scotland. Steve Lee says, Gary, I can't thank you enough for bringing me all the memories of the greatest decade ever. Can I please get a shout out for my lovely wife, Susan? I served in the Royal Navy before being disabled out of service, and my amazing wife has supported me through thick and thin, through all our troubles and woes. We now live in Pembrokeshire in southwest Wales and love our life on the coast, which is hugely bolstered on a Friday by the best thing ever to grace the radio waves. God bless you. So if you're a regular listener to the show, which I hope you are, you'll know that occasionally we look at significant events that happened outside of the decade in order to provide me with a slightly tenuous link to a track from the 80s. Well, I'm sorry, this is one of those occasions right now. On August the 15th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz made its Hollywood premiere at Grauman's Chinese Theatre. It went on to become one of the most iconic and most loved films in history, turning Judy Garland into an international megastar. To this day, she's still regarded by many as the greatest entertainer of all time. So I had to think. Very unusual for me. Which song from the 80s could I play to mark this? Maybe The Wizard by Paul Hardcastle. Or something by Judy's daughter, Liza Minnelli. But then I settled on this by Toto. The little dog who was a friend of Dorothy's. Africa, a top three hit in 1983 for Toto. Toto, of course, being Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz. And here's a bit of trivia for you for your next Zoom quiz. Did you know that Toto was a male character played by a female dog called Terry? You're welcome. Time now for this week's Master Mix. I've been so excited about this one. On the 16th of August 2018, the world lost the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Now, she was known mostly for hits throughout the 60s and 70s, but in the 80s, she had another run of hit singles, including her only number one, most of which you will hear in this week's Aretha Franklin Master Mix.
Sounds of the 80s, the Master Mix.
Aircheckdownloads.com.